Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Y'all, welcome to the Christian Bay TV and podcast where Christ and Culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about God Grip, and we're coming from the book of Matthew chapter 7, verses 25 through 27. So grab your journals. Happy March 1st. Y'all, February has somewhere to be. We are already in the month of March, and I pray that this month is filled with miracles and miraculous moves from God. I pray that you enter this month with a new positive perspective. Leave all the cares and the burdens of the month in February. In February, do not carry that with you in this new month. God can still move in a mighty way regardless of how your February went. I pray that you enter this month expecting to see miracles from God because He is capable. As promised, the ultimate guide to starting a relationship with God drops today. It is available now. The link will be in the description of this episode as well as in the description of my Instagram and my TikTok. I decided to make this an audiobook because I know that a lot of you guys like to listen to my podcast while you're running errands, on your way to work, while you're working out, or while you're doing chores around the house. So I decided instead of making it an ebook where you have to sit down, I wanted you to be able to listen to this even while you're on the go. So it is an audiobook. And in this audiobook, we discuss 5 different topics that will help you in starting your relationship with God. The first thing we discuss is where to begin. That's one of the most popular questions that I get asked is, if I want to start a relationship with God, where do I begin? How do I get started? Can I start right now? Do I have to get my life together? And all of these other questions that the enemy would plant in our head to stop us from actually starting a relationship with God. So the first thing we address in this audiobook is where to begin. The next topic that we discuss in the audiobook is, what do you need to start a relationship with God? The third topic that we discuss is, what do I say to Him? When it comes to starting your relationship with God, once you decide that you want a relationship with God, where do you begin? What is the first thing that you say or the first thing that you pray? We go over that in the audiobook. The next thing we go over is, how do I know when He responds? Which is a question that so many people have. How do I know if this is God? How do I know if this is the enemy? How do I know if this is just me? How do I know when God responds? And the last thing that we discussed in the audiobook is, what to do next. After I've done all these things to start my relationship with God, what does the next day look like? What does my life look like moving forward in order to continue to apply these things that I've learned and that I've started doing? We discuss all 5 of those topics in the ultimate guide to starting a relationship with God. I pray that this audiobook blesses you. It will be linked in the description. Get it for you. Get it for a daughter, a cousin, a best friend, a coworker, or whoever is interested and has the desire to start a relationship with God. It is the perfect place for them to begin. I pray that it blesses you. Now let's get into today's episode. Even though we're coming from the book of Matthew chapter 7, we're also coming from the book of life. And y'all know I love me a story time. So one day I was going to take out the trash. And as I was going to take out the trash, I put it in a dumpster. And then when I was walking down the steps leaving my dumpster, I saw this little girl and this man walking next to the tennis court. And I heard the little girl screaming. So of course I stopped to look and see what's going on. So I'm watching the little girl scream. But what I see is that she's on skates and she has a helmet on. And there's this older man that's walking with her and he's holding her hand. But she's still screaming as if something is happening to her, as if something is hurting her. So I literally stopped on the steps and I'm just watching. And as I'm watching them, they're moving. So she's going forward in the skates, but she's still screaming. However, the man that was holding her hand, he was silent the whole time. He was silent, but he was still, and he was steady, and he was present, but he was silent. And he wasn't trying to stop her from screaming. He wasn't saying anything to her. He was just holding her hand and walking with her. And as she was screaming, I also noticed that her screaming caused her to like move wildly. And I'm thinking to myself, if she just stops screaming, she won't be wobbling all over the place. But because she's panicking, she's causing herself to wobble all over the place and possibly fall. But he's so still and steady that he has a firm grip on her. And he knows, and I know based on his grip, that she's not gonna fall, but she's still screaming because of all of the wobbling. Y'all already know how God goes. He gave me a word right in that moment. And he said, this is how my children look when they begin to panic, when they begin to worry, when they let thoughts of anxiety take over their mind and they try to figure out a situation or a problem on their own. And they begin to get frustrated and screaming, this is how my children look. And the father or the grandfather, he represented God because he was walking next to her. He had her hand gripped tightly. I could tell from a distance that she was not going to fall, simply how he had her hand gripped. But because of how she was moving around and on these skates, she was screaming because she thought she was going to fall. But I saw by the father's posture that everything was okay. So the first thing that God allowed to stand out to me by watching a little girl is that a lot of times when we begin to panic and scream and freak out and get all over the place, we put ourselves in more harm than a situation does. The skates wasn't causing her harm. The problem wasn't causing her harm. It was her reaction to the problem that was placing her in possible danger. If she would have just calmed down and continued to hold on to the hand of her father or her grandfather, if she would have continued to hold on to his hand and stayed calm, the situation would have been much better. But because she was screaming and getting frantic and getting super worked up, she was placing herself in a much worse position. And God showed me, God said, this is why I tell you to be still and know that I am God. See, the father could have guided her on the skates. If she would have just stood still, she would have moved forward because his grip was so tight on her hand, he could have pulled her on the skates himself. But because she was freaking out and all over the place, she was causing herself to possibly fall. And God said, this is how my children look when they freak out and begin to scream and begin to get frantic. They put themselves in danger, not even realizing that I'm a present help. I'm right here with you in this situation, even though I'm silent, because y'all, the father or the grandfather, he didn't say anything. He was literally just there, but his grip was so tight. And I was able to see that he didn't have to say anything because he was focused on the situation. He didn't have to talk and yell back or tell her to calm down, because he was so focused on making sure he had her in a tight grip to prevent the fall from happening. And a lot of times when God is silent, we think it's because God is absent. But I was able to see from that man that when God is silent, he has the tightest grip. When God is silent, he's the most present. When God is silent, he's evaluating the situation. And even with us screaming and getting frantic, that doesn't change his position because he sees everything that's happening. And it's easy to see a situation when you're not in it. We think that we know all of the details and we think that we know how it needs to be fixed and what needs to happen next. We think that when we begin to try to sort it out and figure it out and then eventually stress ourselves out, we think that we're making the situation better. But as we can see from the little girl, her screaming and panicking actually made the situation worse. So God showed me, God said that her panicking, it made the problem worse. And it wasn't even a problem in the first place. That's why the father or the grandfather was silent. It wasn't a problem because he already knew that his grip was so tight, she wasn't gonna fall. And I pray that this encourages someone today that's panicking and worrying about their current situation. And you're like the little girl that's starting to get nervous and starting to get anxious. And you're wondering, is God there because he's silent? God said, I'm right here. I have such a tight grip on you. And I am in such control of the situation that I don't have to feed into the chaos. I don't have to get loud and frantic because I am a still present help. Not only is he still in present, but he's stable. God allowed me to see through that man that even in situations that worry and stress us out and cause us to scream and cry and get frustrated, our Father is still steady and stable, even while being silent. And I thought about if I was the man, if I would have began to try to talk back to the little girl and calm her down, that probably would have taken my focus out of my grip, because now I'm trying to calm you down. Now I'm trying to make you stop being so worried. And little do I know, I'm getting wrapped up in the chaos of it all. But sometimes silence helps the control of the situation. What we fail to realize is that silence and control goes hand in hand. The more silent you are, the more control you have. You ever been trying to back into a spot or find a certain location and you turn the radio down because the noise, the chaos, it gets in the way of your focus. It distracts you from really focusing on what you're doing. You can control the situation more when you can lock in more. And sometimes we forget that it's better to lock in when it's silent. It's these little situations that we go through in everyday life where God teaches us strategy. You don't really think about how you turn down the radio when you're looking for a destination because you're trying to lock in, because you're trying to control where the car is going and control the navigation that's happening in your mind. And God is the same way. So when we go through seasons where God is silent, we have to remember that when he's the most silent, he's the most locked in. When he's the most silent, he's always in control of the situation, but he's extra in control when he's silent because he's focused on the situation. He's focused on the grip like the Father was. When I was doing my quiet time and preparing for this podcast, God had me to read Matthew chapter 7. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 25 through verse 27 says, "The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." And what God showed me is God said that little girl is an example of us. When the streams rise and the rain comes down and the wind blows, beat against the house, we begin to scream and panic like her. But as long as our foundation is God, we do not have to worry about falling because our foundation is set on a rock. He's there with a God grip holding us up. But if we're living life on our own foundation and based on our own rules, and if we're like the little girl and we decide to let go of the hand of God, verse 26 says, "But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash." God said, letting go of my God grip will lead to you falling with a great crash. If you don't use my words as the foundation of your life, it will lead to you falling with a great crash, because that's just like the little girl letting go of the Father's hand. But if you're like her, who's constantly holding my hand, who's constantly receiving my word and applying it to your life, even when the winds blow, even when the rain comes down, even when the skates feel shaky, just like verse 25 said, yet it did not fall, yet you will not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. As I was preparing for this episode, God showed me that we focus a lot of times on what we're waiting on God to do. But in March, we're going to move with God. And what I mean by that is we're not just going to focus on what we want God to do. We're going to focus on being good stewards of our part. Because just like the little girl, if she would have chosen to let the Father's hand go, she would have fell down. So it's not just about waiting on God to move. We have to move with God. And that's the seed for March, moving with God seed. Because in March, we're saying, "Father God, I understand that life gets scary and the skates get shaky and I begin to scream and cry. But I'm telling you that in March, I'm going to move with you. I'm going to stay hand in hand with you. I'm going to hold on to the God grip, regardless of how scary it gets, regardless of how shaky it gets, regardless of how much rain comes down and how much wind blows. I'm telling you that I'm going to move with you in the month of March. I'm not just going to say I'm waiting on God to move. I'm waiting on God to make a miracle happen. I'm going to be intentional about actively seeking you, actively holding your hand, staying faithful and staying consistent in my word so that I can move with you and know that I am being a good steward of the position and the purpose that you have given me. I'm moving with you. I'm not just waiting on you to move. I'm not just sitting here saying, I know God is going to move. I'm going to say, God, what can I do to be in better position to move with you? I want to be like the little girl that's holding firmly, regardless of how scared I am, regardless of how shaky it is. I am moving with you in March 2024. You can sow the Moving with God seed to $ The Christian Bay or PayPal, Zelle, or Venmo, thechristianbay@gmail.com. That information will be in the description. Moving with God. Don't complain about your health if you're not actively trying to eat healthy. You're like the little girl that's screaming and shaking and you're letting go of God's hand. And God is saying, I'm right here, but are you doing your part? Are you moving with me? I'm right here. Just hold on to my hand. Don't complain about your finances if you're not a faithful sower. If you know that you haven't put a seed in the ground for the month of March, God said, I'm right here. I'm a present help. Even though I'm silent, I'm still and I'm steady and I'm stable. I'm right here, but you need to move with me. Don't complain about your boss if you're not a good steward and putting your best foot forward at work. God said, I'm right here. I'm a present help, but I need you to hold on to my grip. I need you to do your part. I need you to show up. Don't complain about not hearing from God if you're not seeking him consistently. If you're not getting the ultimate God to start in a relationship with God, if you don't know where to start, don't complain about not hearing from him when you're not doing your part to seek him consistently, when you're not doing your part to get in his word, when you're not doing your part to be disciplined and read a devotional every day. If you're not doing your part to move with him, don't complain about you feeling like you're not seeing him move. March 2024, our seed is not just miracles and miraculous moves of God. Our seed is, I'm moving with God because I understand that he has a God grip on my life. But I also understand that if I don't do my part, that's equivalent to me letting go of the grip. And if I let go, I can't be surprised if I fall. Moving with God's seed. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for shielding and protecting us, Father God. Thank you for carrying us throughout this year, Father God. We are in the month of March, and in March, we are sowing the Moving with God seed, Father God. We want you to guide us through this month. We want you to make us more sensitive to the Holy Spirit so that we know when to walk and when to be still, when to fast, Father God, when to pray more throughout the day, Father God. We want you to be intentional with sharpening us in all of our areas that are weak, Father God. We give you permission to have your ways, not just in our heart, but also in our minds, Father God. Today, we are sowing the Moving with God seed, and we are making a promise that we are seeking you recklessly all throughout March 2024, because we understand that you have given us a part and that we must be intentional and be disciplined with showing up each and every day so that we can really see you move in a miraculous way, Father God. We don't want to be our own holdup. We don't want to be our own setback. We don't want to be the one that causes us to crash and fail, even though you were right there every step of the way. So Father God, in March 2024, we are moving with you because we understand the importance of being stable and being consistent with holding on to your hand, regardless if the rain comes, regardless if the wind blows, regardless if the skates get shaky. We are going to be intentional with holding on to the God grip that you give to us every single day. Father God, today we sow the Moving with God seed, and we thank you for always being a present help. Even when we scream, even when we cry, even when it doesn't make sense to us, we thank you for always showing up. And we are making this promise that in this month, we are showing up as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Christian Bay TV and podcast. Make sure you grab the Ultimate Guide to Starting a Relationship with God. Make sure you be intentional with showing up this March. Be like the little girl. Even when it gets scary, hold on to God's grip. I love you guys so much, and I'll talk to you in the next episode of the Christian Bay podcast. Bye.